Wait a minute, wait a turn minute. On the radio. Turn on the radio. My homie got a new show and it's time to play it. Time to play it. I hope
I
got it.
I could too. Welcome back to the Startup Showcase. I'm Scott Catoon. This is TechNerd Live from WGN Radio, where Chicago's tech founders and entrepreneurs come to share their story. As promised, joining me in studio is in the showcase studio is a trio of talented entrepreneurs from left to right. We have Beth Bond.
Woo-hoo.
Welcome. And these are from UBAC, I should mention ahead of time. Caitlin Ryman.
Thanks welcome. For having us.
And of course, Tech Week CEO Amanda Signorelli.
Hello.
Hello. Great to see all of you guys. This is awesome. Thank you for coming in on a Saturday. Not everyone likes to work on Saturday. If you call this work, I don't know if this is really work.
But. Never with you, Scott. It's just always a party, right?
That's, I mean... Yeah, if you'd have called me just a few hours ago and a few hours after this, it's absolutely, it's going to be 80 degrees out. There is no way that I will not be consuming for our adult audience, I'll be consuming adult beverages.
Okay.
It's undoubtedly.
They're on you, right?
Oh, wait, I was bringing all with? I was just going to get a bottle around.
Beth likes to up the ante here, right. You know?
What's your drink? What's your drink
what's
of choice?
Drink? Oh, gosh. Well, it depends on the day. I'm a big...
On an 80-degree, semi-sunny day in Chicago, what's your drink?
I'm going to do Siegel Rattler and gin a little later today.
Whoa. Strong. Wow, that's a strong... That's a female leader in tech, if I've ever
there
heard
we go.
One. Absolutely.
Full circle.
Who's got the IPA? Someone... That's got to...
No. I'm a straight Manhattan kind of guy.
Are you serious? That blows me away. That's amazing.
This is tough company to keep up with here, you know?
I was texting my buddy Chris yesterday, like, we have some things to celebrate at Tech Nordy, so we're like, oh, what do you want to do? And he was like, are you a whiskey or champagne? He's like, I kind of fall in whiskey. I'm like, I'm going to go on a limb here and say that your fall into whiskey is like my fall. We start with PBR, we have a whole bunch more, but then you fall into whiskey, literally. That's how that ends up going. But at any rate, that's enough of our fun. Let's talk about what you guys are actually here to talk about. Let's talk about Tech Week. It's in June. It is what the
19th and through the 23rd.
Good thing, because Tech Nordy's on the 27th.
Oh yeah.
So
we're
I mean,
be able to partner this
I know
time
you guys
day.
Checked. I know you guys checked to make sure that we had our 27th. No, but what's the state of the union? How are things going? Last time I saw you and talked to you on our show, it was last June. It was last
right
Tech
before.
Week. So
exactly.
What's up with Tech Week?
So the big thing for us in 2017 is we unveiled our new mission and focus, which came from a lot of inspiration from Kansas City. And I remember the last time I was here, we talked a bit about some of the entrepreneurs we were seeing in Kansas City, the fact that we were really starting to get a hold there and that people were actually flying from Chile to move their office to KC and start businesses there, which is incredibly powerful.
You would not think that.
It's a new phenomenon, and it's coming through with a lot of the commitment behind the state of Missouri to be able to fund entrepreneurs and give them grants.
Well, yeah, I was going to say St. Louis is another one that's really up and coming well, and we're going to try to do some stuff there. They're doing great stuff.
Yeah, Arch Grants has been a fantastic institute. I think what's amazing is just on a state level to see Missouri backing it on the Launch KC side and then also on the Arch Grants piece, because now you have entrepreneurs getting access to capital, but then also support from the state to continue building businesses there. But the nice thing for the state is that they get the revenue from building companies that then now have jobs, payroll, actually bringing in revenue, so the state's doing really well. So that nice, really symbiotic partnership is playing out incredibly positively for those cities. And so with that as our inspiration, we said, oh, wow, there's something bigger that we can do at Tech Week, this focus on really driving to economic development. How do we continue spreading wealth outside SF, outside of Silicon Valley, and really do this through supporting companies? And what we've realized is the best source of strength for an actual tech ecosystem is just companies breeding more successful companies. It's the same thing when you look back at how did SF actually become the big behemoth that it is today, right? It started with Fairchild Semiconductor, who then immediately spun off another 12 companies, who then spun off another 21 companies.
Yep.
That's what you need. And so you look at today, places like Chicago, CleverSafe, Oceant, Fieldglass, Catalytic, being able to show these very clear examples of that is something we want to continue creating. And so with that, we said, all right, if we want to back these big companies to start even more amazing companies after they leave, what do those entrepreneurs need? And across 2016, we kept hearing from people they needed access to capital, they needed access to talent, they needed the recognition so that they could actually continue being that company. And then they also needed advisors who could help them take it to the next realm of growth. And so for Chicago this year, we focused on that one critical piece of access to talent. How do you keep getting in fantastic talent to be able to build the product you need to take your company to the next level, which is where we were able to solve some of those pieces with Tech Week Gives.
Did you ever spend any time as an analyst at like a big five consulting firm?
Once upon a time.
I was going to say.
It was actually a really small boutique company. Yeah. Probably never heard of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two clients max.
Yeah. I would say so. That just had all of the feel like of like, yeah. Wow, this person just dug right through all of this stuff. That's awesome. Wow. That's like, you just summed up everything we do with like our weeks and weeks of shows that right into like a sentence, a run-on sentence, but a sentence nonetheless.
I told you, that's my expertise is the run-on sentence.
I'm telling you, well, you're doing a great job of it.
I love it.
You know, what's really cool about what you're talking about is that here in Chicago, you know, we're working really hard to try to bring the Midwest along with us on this journey because Chicago has become a place that now I think some people, if you go to the coast, they will still call it a flyover city, and I punch them in the face. Uh-huh. But for the most part, people are recognizing Chicago as a place to be and a place to do to start your business or Absolutely. To stay here instead of leaving like they used to. The thing that has been a challenge, or at least was a challenge, I think we're getting out of that space, is that around us, Milwaukee, St. Louis, Indianapolis, and if you want to even stretch down to like Nashville and things, it was spotty. They would have like a couple things going on. It wasn't enough that you could really do like a tech week. It would be a hard week to do. They did start up Milwaukee and we participated, but it was
didn't
a stretch.
Have the critical mass.
Yeah. It didn't have, there just weren't enough boots on the ground who like this could impact. And then they could measure and say, oh wow. Like that event helped that happen.
Mm-hmm.
That is about a year and a half ago. We went back to Milwaukee and did another TechNori event. And it was, I don't know, we had like 278 people show up. And we did start up Milwaukee, and then we talked to some guys out in, like you said, KC, and then St. Louis and Indianapolis. And there's a ton brewing there. These are like legit companies mm-hmm. that are not moving their headquarters and their venture groups out to New York and even Chicago, which they should still move them to Chicago. But they're not. They're actually leaving them there in Cincinnati with Procter & Gamble or whatever it is, Tidespin and all the other ones. The Tidespin's here, but they kept their people out there. And I think that has a lot to do with what you just talked about, which is this new focus on making sure that companies and the people have resources like capital and attention span and shows like this to sort of spotlight what they're doing. So very cool. We're going to take a quick break here, and then we're going to come back with UBack and learn exactly how UBack is backing Tech Week and how it's Tech Week Gives. So it should be great. Welcome back to the Startup Showcase. We're sitting here with Beth, Caitlin, and Amanda who just gave us all schooling on mm-hmm. on what it takes to build an ecosystem in tech and not just Chicago, but the Midwest. We're going to pivot over to you back. First, I guess I'll look at you, Caitlin, since you're staring right at me.
no pressure.
No pressure at all. Yeah, and to follow up what you got with Amanda here,
big,
so good luck
shoes.
With this.
Yes.
Big stilettos. I don't know. Are you wearing the high heels today? I don't
oh,
know.
Of course.
Yeah, I was going to say. if I remember, that was from our podcast. That was like the first thing. It's the best. Anyway, what is UBack?
UBack is a social impact platform that makes it easier to give time, money, and goods in the community. We essentially have created this really frictionless giving process where in a couple taps of the screen, you can give to any one of the 300,000 nonprofit organizations that are partnered with UBack and listed on our platform.
And how is that going to, so I guess, walk me through, like if I'm TechNori, we had our ironically, TechNori gives like everyone else. KKira gives, TechWeek mm-hmm. gives, everybody gives. They keep giving, it's good.
We like that.
It's a great thing. So on our end, how does it work for me to work with you? Like, how would I approach you and actually be able to use UBack? Or even better, how is Amanda at TechWeek using UBack? Because that's an actual example.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that. Because TechWeek Gives is an awesome program that TechWeek has been an amazing partner on. And ultimately, what the intent and focus of the program is to help build the next generation of elite tech talent right here in the city of Chicago through supporting great nonprofit organizations that are teaching kids to code, that are focused on cybersecurity. We have the opportunity to feature three great nonprofit organizations, Lumity being one, and the work that they're doing with youth here in the city to focus on coding and technology. We've also got Leave No Veteran Behind and the work that they're doing with Blue 1647 to build a cybersecurity and IT transitional job center. And then we have Code Now and the work that they're doing with youth as well across the country to focus on coding and development of those skills and technologies. And what's really been awesome about this is we've got 35 companies right now that are what I would consider some of the most elite philanthropic companies here in the city of Chicago competing with one another. So you have Motorola Mobility, which is just a rock star when it comes to giving back in the community. We have KCure, we've got Capital One, you've got Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, you've got Rise, you've got Raise, you've got Spot Hero, you've got Click.
You're naming
Studios.
All TechNori's best friends here.
Yes. I mean,
these are all of our good friends.
They're good
one
people.
One big happy family.
And I think that's one of the biggest things, and it's thanks to Tech Weeks of the World, TechNori's of the World, and definitely UBacks of the World. to be able to, I guess, like you said, you described it perfectly, as a competitive nature. At the end of the day, we're all like kind of competitive. We all want to build our platforms and be the best. And when you deal with tech entrepreneurs, they're operating so fast, and there's not that other industries are, you know, slow. I mean, they kind of are, but like, not that they are, but they are. there's a sort of a, I don't know how to describe this, like latency is an issue. Tech companies do not deal with that. Mm-hmm. Like, I have no time for you.
Right.
This is taking too long. Circumvent, hack it, what, like whatever we have to do, we freak it out. So this is one of these things where I think when you have tech community in particular, and you give them the tools that you're talking about, it enables us to all be like, all right, what's your idea? Mark from Spotter, he was in here, was one of our first guests, comes in. What are you doing to get back? How can we get involved? You know what? I can set this up. I'll have my guy call you. We'll code this. It'll be in the app Friday. And then you pick it up from there. And then Tech Week's like, oh, we're going to have you come on our stage and talk about this. And then they come to Technori and do a keynote and talk about how it's all impacted the world. And it's just such a perfect system that I think is why we've grown, you know, for, it takes a little time to get off the ground, right? Anywhere. So from like 2000, you know, 6 to 10, it was kind of meh, a couple companies here and there. 10 to 12, 13, it was like, okay, there's like a thing going on here. And now in the last like 2 years, it's complete, the top has blown off of what we're building here. We have repeat founders. We have tons of giving back. You mentioned K-Cura. Their initiatives with CPS is incredible.
Yeah, it's stunning. I mean, they're giving, at the end of the June, they give $250,000
in grant money. It's insane. And like, CPS. huge clap on the back of all of you guys sitting here and everyone who's out there doing this. And Beth, you've been kind of quiet over there. And I feel like, I don't even
care. We have Wonder Women speaking. No, I'm kind of just sitting in awe.
No, you. I don't even care if you're on topic or on point. I want to hear from Beth. What do you got? Let's talk about something.
Let's talk about, you know, all the good. I think one of the most exciting things to me about Tech Week Gives is, you know, we hear about a lot of these Fortune 500, Fortune 100 companies and the corporate social responsibility programs that they've been able to invest a huge amount of money into. But what we're seeing here in Chicago with this collaborative environment that you just spoke about is that this kind of community, what Tech Week Gives does is reduce that barrier to entry for early stage startups, to really showcase the amount of mentorship hours, the donor dollars, the in-kind services that they're providing to a lot of the local nonprofits across the city. You know, Click Studios, they're a how many person team?
Like 35?
35. Yeah. And the amount of support that they're clocking is on par with Allstate or, you know.
And that's what I was talking about before, like the tech thing. There's something about the way we operate where it's like, I think we're conditioned this way where, and again, I don't mean to just be tech, but there's something about entrepreneur / tech that makes you conditioned to where 35 people can do what 1,000 can do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because absolutely. It's nonstop.
That's why so many people are you know, clamoring to be a tech company is because the kind of innovation and
tech is bringing sexy back. That's
well, in 2017, if you're a company, you rely on technology. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you don't chart yourself as a tech company, you know, you're probably not going to be keeping up.
It is so. It is true, though. I mean, and you've seen it probably better than anyone because you've traveled all over the country for years now with doing tech stuff and Tech Week. So you look at it and go, the shift from being a sports person, being like an athlete and kind of a bro was cool. And now it's like, no, nerd is cool. Like now, like
nerd is so in. And nerd is diverse.
Yeah, you
know. I have to
not
work
geek,
so hard.
Nerd. That's the big
nerd. Yeah, geek is almost offensive.
None of us are here. None of us are geeks. None
unless you're geeking out.
Yeah,
I geek out. I totally geek out and stuff. That's okay.
But let's geek out on AI one day.
Yeah. Well, one of these next shows we're gonna geek out on AI. In fact, one of these shows I'll probably just get replaced by AI. Yeah, so I don't even know what I'm Scott, promoting my own own replacement.
I think you're onto something though, because even when we were looking at the leaderboard about the pace and the change that tech companies go through, we've actually logged over the last 48 hours about $300,000 in in-kind contributions and money that's been given in the community. So I don't know if you could have another industry get together and perform under that sort of circumstance. I mean, 48 hours, we have all this money and goods being given in the community, and it's really because we have that competitive edge. And so you start to see over the past 3 days, we have three different leaders atop the leaderboard, right? Because we've got Motorola Mobility and the Governor's Service Award that they got, which just rock stars. Right. And then you have Raise, who's like, I want in. And then they're doing all the great work in the community. And then DLA Piper's like, wait a minute, we're a sponsor of this. We want to make sure that our name's at the top of the leaderboard.
You know, it's so funny. And again, I just keep plugging Tech Week, not just because you're sitting here, but, you know, I look at Tech Week and the experience of what that week is like. It's just like, I don't know what the, how the, it's like a hyperloop. You just go into tech everything. And Technori events, if you go to them, not the same, but it's similar in that like the showcase, it's like everything is like 1.5 hours. And I just heard from like seven people. Like, this is insane. I went to an event the other day this week, or I guess I was part of it. I won't say what it is because I was actually part of it.
Good caveat.
It wasn't tech people, so to speak. And it was slow, and I bit through my nails. I was just losing my mind. I was like, who's running this? And there's tons of people behind him. I was like, this is the worst. I don't know. They probably don't listen to my show because whatever. But I hope you know. They're busy on Saturday. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I guess my point is, compared to what you're talking about, there is a tangible, mm-hmm. noticeable difference when you see, go to a tech event. Like, if you were to run Tech Week, I don't know what you'd call it, but not Idea Week, because that's awesome too. But mm-hmm. anything else week, and you didn't run it the way that you do, where everything is happening 1,000 miles an hour, I think you'd have, I don't think it'd be successful. I think the people who are involved in tech would walk through and be like, and I'm done here. Mm-hmm. But you have so many things going on at one time. And I think that sort of symbolizes and kind of really crystallizes why this is so successful for you mm-hmm. at UBAC, why this Gives thing is working so well here.
I also think I just
Beth is back.
Yeah, I'm back. One of the things that you mentioned before, you know, in our ecosystem here around the table, we give, right? But I think there is a misnomer that a lot of people aren't on pace with that, because we just have never had really effective tracking tools mm-hmm. that made it really simple to showcase how much people are giving. People give way more. How many people do you know sit on boards but would never say that they volunteer? That's volunteering, mm-hmm. right? So, it's exciting to see people clamoring to put up all their stats, because there's just mm-hmm. never been a vehicle that allows them to showcase all of it before. That is super simple.
And my favorite thing is we go to break here at the end of this, but one of my favorite things about all of this is the focus on young people. And I know that we've got a lot of needs. I mean, there's women in tech is a need, its own minorities and inclusivity. Mm-hmm. Homeless is a huge thing here. Crime is a huge thing. The reason that kids is the best is that Rick or I don't know, that looks like a dude I know. Anyway, walking by the window.
It does look like Rick Fox.
It's live radio.
Shiny thing.
Yeah, shiny thing. No, but seriously, the kids thing is important because we have some of the best universities in the country, and we've previously always lost our students to other cities. Mm-hmm. And now with this kind of a focus, we get them early. Yeah. So when they go to school and that school's paid for, ideally, they end up coming back and be like, you know what? Chicago invested in me. I invest in Chicago. Yeah. And mm-hmm. I stay here. This is awesome. Where do people learn more about UBAC and, of course, Tech Week?
We've got ubacforgood.com. And if you go to ubacforgood.com/techweekgives, you can actually get involved and contribute. So we encourage everyone to give time, give money, give goods, get on the leaderboard, get your company involved. It's really great. And we're so happy that Tech Week allowed us to do this.
We hope to see everyone in person at Tech Week. So go to www.techweek.com/Chicago. Hopefully we'll all see you in person.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. You can stream this episode and more at wgenradio.com. Download the Technori podcast on iTunes and learn more about Chicago Tech by following us on Facebook and Twitter @Technori. Follow me @Katoon. Boom, that's a wrap.